The Senate has dropped an effort to extend government surveillance powers indefinitely. Some lawmakers have been working to ensure that the USA Patriot Act does not expire in 2005, as it's currently scheduled to do, but opponents of the law have only won a reprieve since the Justice Department clearly plans to try again. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
In recent weeks, the Justice Department has been sending out emissaries to legal forums where they've trumpeted the success of the Patriot Act in fighting terrorism. Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo spoke recently at the American Bar Association.
Before the Patriot Act passed, there were significant barriers to the sharing of information between law enforcement and the intelligence communities. You know, from our perspective, that did not make sense, and the Patriot Act help bring both of those walls down.
Appearances like this one were part of an organized cheering section to root on senators like Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, who'd hoped to keep the Patriot Act from expiring in 2005. Yesterday, civil liberties groups cheered when Hatch dropped that effort, but not because they think that Patriot will quietly expire. The ACLU's Tim Edgar says he knows the administration will try to extend the law. He's just hoping Congress will hold hearings to answer some basic questions first.
How many libraries have been asked for their records under these powers? How many people have had their homes broken into under secret searches? What were the circumstances, and was it necessary?
The administration has guarded that information closely. Congress has held out the so-called sunset or expiration date as a stick to learn more about how Patriot is being used. But the sunset provision may not turn out to be much of a break on surveillance. First of all, as Jim Dempsey of the Center for Democracy and Technology points out, the sunset provisions do not apply to investigations that are already in progress.
And clearly, for the foreseeable future, we're going to have investigations of Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and Hamas, and the authorities will not ever sunset in those ongoing investigations.
In addition, the Patriot Act is now just a part of a massive government reorganization that has enhanced surveillance capabilities in many areas. FBI agents now have greater leeway to investigate religious groups. The CIA and the FBI are not just sharing information, they're also working together on an anti-terror team. Legal rulings have also backed many of the administration's efforts to keep terror proceedings secret. Jim Dempsey is hoping Congress will take on all these changes.
The Patriot Act and the sunset are symbols of a much, much broader set of debates.
But it's unclear how eager Congress is to take apart the surveillance issue. Yesterday, the Senate actually strengthened the law by making it easier to wiretap suspected terrorists who are not linked to a group like Al-Qaeda. Stuart Baker, former general counsel for the National Security Agency, says Congress probably recognizes this is no time to return to old rules that limited surveillance.
All those rules were changed by USA Patriot, and if they went into the sunset, we'd be back with a bunch of legal barriers to sharing information about international terrorists.
And Congress may not feel the need to return to those rules unless there's proof the government has abused its surveillance powers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.